ABC Radio Australia.
The cancellation of the Kaveedy Silk Tails debut season in the New South Wales Rugby League competition may actually reap long-term benefits for the sport in Fiji. The money set aside to run the brand new club is being redirected into an expanded development program. As Richard Ewart reports, the hope is the investment in high performance will produce more players who meet the standards required to play in the local league, for the Silk Tails, and then eventually in the Super League and the NRL.
The cash windfall for Fiji is the result of the coronavirus pandemic, which put a stop to the Silk Tails season after just one match. And now their funds are being spent on upgrading and fitting out three development centres in different parts of the country. Chief Executive Petro Sivanasiva says more and better training facilities will help to raise standards and enlarge the player pool from which the next Silk Tails squad will be chosen.
We've established our Silk Tails Centre of Excellence in Lotoka, which is a fantastic three-storey facility. It has our gymnasium, high-performance unit downstairs, our residence for their players, and we also secured the third level, which will be our office space. We also lease desks to the Fiji NRL. It gives us a wonderful rugby league presence in the west, in Lotoka. On the back of that, we are going to look at updating the gym at the Suva FNRL head office. We've just purchased some new equipment for Silk Tails Elite Pathway Development players in the Suva region. They can train out of that facility. And also we're looking to establish another high-performance unit for our Elite Player Development players in Singatoka.
At the heart of these new development plans is the former Fijibati and Newcastle Knights captain Wes Nagama, who is now the Silk Tails coach and head of high performance. He hopes the investment at the grassroots will generate a new generation of players from the islands who are good enough to represent their country.
100%, mate. We're affiliated with FNRL and working closely with them. And Brendan Costin's the national coach, so we're working with him. We're trying to always identify the best players to put in the Silk Tails program. And come World Cup years and Test matches end of the year, you'd like to see more local boys involved in those squads. It's always growing the number of Fijians playing in the NRL. But if we can create a fresh environment and upskill these boys, be the best they can, they can play well for the Silk Tails, it puts them in the window for budget selection down the track.
The program for the Silk Tails is going to be quite extensive, and now having established these three training bases for local players, we've got plans to establish more centres around the country. Nothing like this has come into Fiji before. That's why the FNRL, their CEO and chairman and board, were really, really happy with our decision to do this.
Sivanasiva says the pathways that can be created through the new development plan can be life-changing for male and female players alike.
It's all about giving opportunities to local kids, local players, you know, who are dreaming big of finding their way in life through this wonderful platform of our sport, rugby league. But we're not stopping there. Our next goal is to establish a foothold within our women's ranks as well. And we'll work closely with the FNRL in looking at pathways for our schoolgirls and our women's rugby league program as well.
Down the track, I'd love to coach at the highest level, whether that be at NRL or one day coach the Bati side. That's always high on the list of my goals, but I'm a long way from there. So I'm just so blessed with this opportunity. This came a lot earlier than I thought, and just the fact that I'm living in Fiji and I'm helping local Fijian boys, it's just a dream big for me.
The development of the women's game in Fiji got off to a flying start when the new national team, the Bulakula, hammered the PNG Orchids and then lost only narrowly to the Australian Prime Minister's 13. Now the Silk Tails football manager Jackie Shannon says they'd like to get a national club competition for Fiji off the ground next year.
We were hoping perhaps to start off with a nines competition for women to build up the momentum, given that there being no competition for women this year and in 2018. Most of the girls have opted to go and play the other code, so that's been a challenge for us. But we're working around getting those girls back into league.
The big focus is reaching out to the schools all around Fiji and just exposing them to the game. That's it. So if you can gather the interest of these girls and they want to play rugby league and want to know it, that's a great start. So it definitely starts at grassroots levels, and that's reaching out to schools in the weekend competitions.
It's all about the development pathway and providing those opportunities, inspiring young schoolgirls who are interested in playing elite rugby league, that there's a way in which you can do that. And obviously now that we've got these facilities, we've got the opportunity in Lotoka especially to invite schools teams over to Lotoka to use our centre to train in. We've got the accommodation there as well. So there's some really exciting opportunities. I'm a really big believer in women's sport and women rugby league for sure. There's so much potential within the women's ranks. What that looks like in another 10 years' time, I guess I'm just so excited to think what that could become.
And Jackie Shannon says there's also been talk of a Silk Tails Women's 13, which would play in curtain raiser games before the men's home matches in Lotoka.
I think that is such something that Petra Rowe and Stephen Driscoll, our CEO, had in mind. We had planned for this season. I think it is in August. We had planned to have a Siltales women's team come up against the visiting team from Australia. And it is our hope that we will have a Cavite Siltales women's team playing in the Harvey Norman in Australia.
Of more immediate concern to Wes Nigama is the fact that after travelling from Australia, he still has just under half of a 28-day COVID-19 quarantine period to go before he can actually head to Lautoka to start work in earnest.
It's tough. I'm just trying to keep some sort of routine, you know, getting up early out of bed, whether I'm going for a walk or doing a session out in the tennis court area here. And there's still a lot of planning and work going towards this EDP that we're doing. So we're just focusing on that and then obviously trying to train again and just tire myself out again in the afternoon.
Meanwhile, as the battle for control of rugby league in Tonga continues with no end in sight, after a number of clashes during the 6 years it took to bring the Siltales as a club to life, Wes Nigama says they and the Fiji NRL are working in harmony.
It's always evolving and improving. We've got a great relationship with FNRL, chairman, CEO, the board. We're all working together. Whatever the past is in the past, we're definitely growing and trying to move forward. And all I can see is positive signs.
So all the ingredients are there for the Siltales to grow as a club. But while they remain dormant, it seems the money that would have underwritten the team's debut season in the Ron Massey Cup in Australia will be being put to very good alternative uses.